back to the Coastal Bend Chat. I'm your host, Robert Hutchins. Today I was going to talk a little bit about where I'm at, where I live, the area around here. It's called the Coastal Bend, and we are located in South Texas. We're about 2.5 hours north of McAllen, which is, you know, Texas and Mexico border. We're about 2 hours from San Antonio, about 3.5-4 hours from Austin, 3.5-4 hours from Houston, and then Dallas-Fort Worth area is about 7 to 8 hours. So of course Texas is huge, so you can spend a whole day or almost a whole day driving east to west and south to north, so to get out of the state. But yeah, we're down here right on the Gulf of Mexico. Actually, most of it is on Corpus Christi Bay and Nueces Bay, which is the same bay that's divided by a causeway. It's Nueces Bay Causeway, which is like a long straight bridge. Not real high, but the Portland sits on both Corpus Christi and Nueces Bay. Parts of Odom sit on Nueces Bay, and then you have Corpus Christi, Corpus is about 300, almost 400,000 people. And then also to be included in the Coastal Bend area would be Senton, Taft, even though those are a little bit more inland. Gregory, Ingleside, Aransas Pass, Rockport. Rockport's the furthest away. It's actually on Aransas and Copano Bays, but it's still considered Coastal Bend. And then right on the island, you have Port Aransas, as well as Mustang Island and Padre Island. And that's pretty much it. And I said Ingleside on the bay. So anyway, but those are all the area. But that's known as the Coastal Bend. And down here, there's a ton of things to do. If you're looking for a club life, I don't know how well Corpus ranks compared to like Houston, Dallas, Austin, San Antonio, places like that. But as far as things to do, you have, of course, the obvious, the beach. You have Port Aransas, which you can access Port Aransas by driving around and driving the length of the island, or you can go through Ingleside or Aransas Pass and go across the ferry, which it takes like 5 minutes, 10 minutes to get across the Corpus Christi ship channel right there, where Port Aransas is. There's St. Joseph's Island, which St. Joseph's and Port Aransas is where the jetties come in. And so the ships and whatever to get in and out of the Gulf will go through there. And then, so you're crossing the ship channel. And Port Aransas, I don't know what Port Aransas' population is. But yeah, it's a nice place. Grew up there, basically, junior, senior year, hanging out at the beach and whatnot. Had a friend that lived over there, used to go over there every single weekend, so. Anyway, lots of fun, lots of good memories. That place has really grown. Of course, it got hit by Hurricane Harvey in summer of 2017, and they're still recovering. Rockport and Port Aransas got hit the worst, but they're making headway, but they're still recovering. I think they're still debris. I hadn't been to either one in well over a year. Since before that hurricane hit, I want to say August in 2017, and we had gone over there in April 2017. So anyway, it is a nice area. And then along that same stretch you have Mustang Island, and then you get into Padre Island, which you'll have Padre Island National Seashore. You have a bunch of different beaches down there. The furthest south is Malekite Beach, and then it ends, and you're like, there's no actual road. Now you can drive on the beach if you have a four-wheel drive and go. It gets about 60 miles south, and you can drive down to Big Shell, which I heard is great for fishing down there and camping and whatnot. Now, it's not 60 miles in, you're talking maybe you're about another 100 miles at the most from the border, maybe 80, 90 from the you start, the further south you go, the closer you start getting to Mexico. So anyway, but I've never been down to Big Shell, but I've heard it's really cool down there. And then obviously you also have the fishing. You can charter boats, you can do inland fishing in the bays in the shallow water, and we have a huge, it's a saltwater lagoon, but it's called Laguna Madre, and it's like huge. And that's over near Flower Bluff and the island. And you can fish the shallow flats out there. You can fish anywhere in Corpus Christi Bay. You have Indian Point Pier on the Portland side. You have down around the T Heads in Corpus, and that's like the marina. And anyway, and it's really awesome down there too. The T Heads, lots of boats you can check out, and several restaurants down there. You can rent jet skis, little boats, paddle boats, sailboats. You can learn how to sail, whatever. And then also down in that area, it's called part of it Shoreline Drive, and the further out you go, it turns into Ocean Drive. The further, like the closer towards the National Corpus Christi Naval Air Station, it turns into Ocean Drive. There's some beautiful homes out there, but lots of little parks, and then it's right along the bay. And then also you head out towards Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and then the Naval Air Station's Corpus Christi. And you can go along there and fish too. There's lots of good spots. And then they have Salina Bayfront Auditorium, which the hockey team, which is the Corpus Christi Irish Rays, play at. A&M Corpus plays their basketball games there. You have the Harbor Bridge, which you can go down there and just kind of sightsee. Lots of ships in and out of there. Lots of military stuff too. That's like that port. They drop off and ship out. Like there's tanks, Humvees, Bradley fighting vehicles I've seen down there. Looks like some of those, like, I forget what they're called, but they're big heavy machine trucks. I think some of them are used for like landmines, finding landmines. But anyway, and then you have the Corpus Christi Hooks, which is the minor league baseball team. They're double A. Whataburger Fields down there. You have the Art Museum of South Texas, the History and Science Museum, Harbor Playhouse, Salina Bayfront Auditorium, which they put on plays and stuff there too. And then downtown on Water Street, you have a bunch of restaurants, like seafood. If you like seafood, this is place come. Water Street Oyster Bar, Executive Surf Club, places like that are really good restaurants to eat at. It's been a while since I've eaten at either one of those, but there are definitely some good places to chill out and eat at. And then go across the bridge, you have the North Beach area. Lots of little touristy shops over there, restaurants, and then you have the Texas State Aquarium, and that's awesome. They had an incident a few years ago where something happened with the algae cleaner they use, and it killed a bunch of their sharks, but they've gotten most of those back now, where they've got more sharks in the display. And then also down there you have the Lexington Museum, which is a USS Lexington aircraft carrier from World War I, World War II, and it's a floating museum now, and you can go in there. I've been there a couple of times. It's really cool. I enjoyed it. And then, oh yeah, I was gonna say, also going back to Shoreline, down around the T-Heads, which is the marina, you can also rent bikes, four-wheel bicycles, lots of rollerblading and skateboarding down there. And then also those upright thingies that you ride, upper, the name escaped me. But you stand on them, they have two wheels, and you lean the thing forward and it goes. I forget what they're called now. I had it, I knew what it was, I should have written it down. But yeah, you have that down there. And then on the Portland side of the bay, you have yeah, North Shore Country Club, you play golf, you have Indian Point Pier, which is really good for catching fish like drum, trout, flounder, redfish, snapper, you name it. And then you can go around to around the bay to Ingleside and Aransas Pass, and there's things to do over there. You can fish over there as well. And then going to Rockport, lots of places. They have that Texas Maritime Museum in Rockport, and I've never been, but I've checked out their website, and that's really cool. And anyway, it's probably about 30 minutes from Corpus. It's like Rockport and Fulton, and then they have Goose Island State Park, and they have Big Tree, which is like a, I forget how, it's over a couple hundred years old. It's a big oak tree. The thing is huge. It has some of it, the tree has to be supported by braces, like holding up the branches because they're so long. But it's like really, really cool over there. And anyway, you can camp over there and whatnot. So anyway, but yeah, there's miles and miles of beaches, miles and miles of water and shoreline to fish off of. It's warm most of the time down here. Now, during the winter, I mean, I've seen it as low as 11 degrees down here, but that's not real often. May snow. I mean, I remember seeing snow like twice in my lifetime growing up down here. And then in 04, it actually snowed Christmas Eve, Christmas Day. I was living in Houston. We got snow up there, but they got more down here than we got up there. But anyway, it snowed a couple of years ago down here, and we got snow. And then, but you know, you get lots of fog. The humidity is bad during the summertime, but and the temps will get up or 100. It'll be well over 100 with the humidity, but you know, it's nice down here. Rain, except for the summer when we need it, and then it'll be like in drought conditions, and sometimes they ration the water, like watering lawns, etc. So anyway, but yeah, it's an awesome area. If you ever get the chance to come down here, come check it out. There's a lot of things to do. You know, you can go fishing out of Port A, fishing out of Rockport, fishing out of Corpus, fishing out of Flower Bluff area, the island. I mean, there's always something to do outdoors down here. And you know, it's pretty flat, but we're nowhere near the hill country. So, and the hill country in Texas is like west of San Antonio area, you don't have any huge mountains there either. So, I mean, there's some good-sized hills. I call them mountains because down here we're pretty flat, the coastal plains. But anyway, but yeah, just wanted to kind of describe the area where we live at and tell y'all some of the cool things to see and do down here. So, anyway, until next time, I'm signing off. Once again, you can follow us on Facebook at the Coastal Bend Chat, Twitter, Coastal Bend Chat, Instagram, Coastal Bend _ chat, and also our website, coastalbendchat.com. Feel free to drop us a line on there or reach out to us on Twitter or Facebook. Talk to you later. Thanks. Bye-bye.